Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and we're glad you're with us here today. We're going to read the readings from February 19th today, which is the seventh Sunday in Ordinary Time. And something also for us to remember today in a very special way is to remember that we're only about 10 days, yeah, we are 10 days out from Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, the Lenten season in the church, this 40 days of Lent leading us to 40 days of Lent leading us to Easter. So in a very special way, kind of think about these next 10 days, about what are the things that I need to do in my life, what are the changes I need to make, and really have had a very interesting week this last week. In some ways, a lot of sadness, but you know, because of death and sickness and the hardships that people fall on, and just people and myself included, not really grasping what God has planned for all of us. Right. So I'm 58 years old, and I kind of think to myself, you know, you think you'd kind of maybe get an idea of what's going on. But, you know, my brothers and sisters, this is really a journey. It's really a journey. And it's so important that we don't beat up on ourselves. It's so important that we don't beat up on others, that we really search this amazing love that God has planned for us, this amazing love that Jesus wants to give us, this amazing love that the Holy Spirit wants to come and dwell within us. Is there a little responsibility on our side? Absolutely there is. The responsibility of feeding that Spirit, of nourishing that Spirit, of surrendering our will and our ego and our pride and our self-will and saying, you know, God, I really want to see what you have in store for me today. And living that each day, because sometimes, you know, we get down on ourselves, you know, we think, oh, I've been so bad for all these years or weeks or months or days or even my whole life. I've lived a bad life. My brothers and sisters, today is a new day, right? And God is calling us forth to that conversion, that change. So we're going to read the readings that are read throughout Catholic churches all throughout the world. And I believe you, my brothers and sisters, we call this the Epiphany Radio Program for a reason, because I hope that this is an epiphany for you today. And in many ways, it is for me, knowing that, you know, we'll just talk about it more and more. We'll let the scriptures and we'll let the church show us what the church teaches on these things too. So, once again, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick. I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, here in southwestern Michigan, and I'm at St. John Bosco Church, Catholic Church in Mattawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and also serve once in a while at St. Mary's in Pawpaw. We're part of a group of Catholic churches in that area with our pastors that service Van Buren County. And if you're interested in more things about the Catholic Church, you can go to Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. Also, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. And if you want to listen to more Catholic radio and also listen to things about Catholic radio, holyfamilyradio.net. But there's 91.5 FM in Kalamazoo area, that almost all of southwest Michigan, same with 89.7 in the Battle Creek area and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. And we're just happy you're with us here today. And so we're going to read the readings that are read at Mass all throughout the world. And our first reading is coming from Leviticus. A lot of people say the dreaded Leviticus. You know, they start reading the Bible, and as soon as they get to Leviticus, they stop reading. But that's kind of just a little Bible joke. But in any case, we're going to read this short passage from Leviticus, that is the Old Testament reading. And we're going to read that. It's Leviticus 19, 1 and 2, and then it jumps to 17 and 18. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the whole Israelite community and tell them, be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall not bear hatred for your brother or sister in your heart, though you may have to reprove your fellow citizen. Do not incur sin because of him. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge against any of your people. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Great reading there from Leviticus 19, 1, 2, and then 17 through 18. Our second reading comes from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 23. Brothers and sisters, do you not know that you are a temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool, so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. So let no one boast about human beings, for everything belongs to you, Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death, or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Wonderful reading there. That's 1 Corinthians 3, 16 through 23. And then our gospel reading today is the Sermon on the Mount continues. This is Matthew 5, 38 through 48. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand over your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into the service for 1 mile, go for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes the sun rise on the bad and on the good, and causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some very challenging readings here as the Sermon on the Mount continues and really intensifies in a lot of ways too. And so the churches in this first reading really talking about injustice and not paying people for what they are due. You know, the church teaches that, but also this justice of this right relationship of not only employers having with their employees, but us having with our own families as well, right? And how this is accomplished. And the church points very strongly that this is done in prayer, right? In Christian prayer. But also life in Christ too. This very difficult thing that God is asking us to be perfect. You know, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And there's a certain side of us, my brothers and sisters, that when we do not love our neighbor, there's something going on inside of us. There is a love, there is a lack of love for ourselves. Sometimes even a hatred for ourselves. Maybe things that we've done in the past, things that we have not forgiven ourselves about. And it really has to start there. And of course, a week and a half as Ash Wednesday begins, and many people come to the Catholic Church, and of course you are welcome to come and receive ashes. Many people who are not Catholic come to receive those ashes. You know, there's another beautiful story, which I'll go into next week, about this woman who came and received ashes. It was her conversion point. She came into the church some months later. Actually, might have even been that Easter. She came into the church. But it is a point of conversion where we finally decide that we're not going to run the show. We're going to surrender to God and to God's love. The love that God has for us. Not the rules that God has for us, but the love that God has for us. We avoid God by saying that God's got a lot of rules. But God doesn't have a lot of rules. He has one rule, love. That's the rule that we don't like. That's the rule that we don't want to abide by. I know I struggle with it. I struggle with it many times. Let me read this thing about justice, because this will give us some insight on where all of these scriptures are flowing today. Talking about justice, talking about love. And do I offer that love? Do I offer that justice to other people? Do I give people the justice that's due them just for the fact that they are human, that they are alive? Talk about the injustice of the baby in the womb. That we do not offer justice to that child. We do not offer justice to the elderly. We do not offer justice to those who are suffering. The poor, the sick, the suffering, the aged, people who are addicted. And I know that's very difficult. That's very difficult at times, you know. But we have to try to balance it out. We have to, you know, set good, healthy boundaries, you know. I can't be around people who get drunk all the time. I can't, because it endangers my sobriety, see? So we have to be careful with this stuff too. But when that person reaches out and wants help, I want to be there. I want to be able to give that yes, to give that justice, to offer that justice for them that they are due through Christ. You know, as we go further into this, we'll see Christ died for us, right? Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for me while I was still a pagan. See? While my whole family were pagans. Right? See? So, I'm called to do the same thing. You're called to do the same thing. Very challenging. Not a bunch of rules. Just one. Love. And that's the rule that we have the hardest time with. That and this justice that the church speaks about. So let me read this. This is in Life in Christ out of the Catechism, 1807. Justice is the moral virtue that consists in the constant and firm to give their due to God and neighbor. Justice towards God is called the virtue of religion. Justice towards men disposes one to the respect to respect the rights of each and to establish in human relationships the harmony that promotes equity with regard to persons to the common good. The just man or woman, often mentioned in the sacred scripture, is distinguished by habitual right thinking and the uprightness of his or her conduct towards his or her neighbor. You shall not be partial to the poor nor defer to the great, but righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. Masters, treat your slaves justly and fairly, knowing that you have a master in heaven. See, even goes back to this situation way back when, you know, that they would give people a day off, right? Even people would have slaves when that was supposedly okay. It still wasn't okay. But that can still exist today in certain ways. You know, when we make people work 7 days a week, when we make people work on Sundays, we have to be very careful of that, especially people who are employers. You got to be really careful of this. Are you giving the person the justice that they deserve? Are you giving them the opportunity to worship, the opportunity to rest, just to rest? Whether they go to church or not is not the point. The point is that they need to rest. We all need rest. We need this time to get away from work, get away from that environment, and really spend time with our Creator. That's a time of conversion for that person, maybe. Maybe that's the time when their hearts turn, when they do start going to church, when they do start praying, so that they can be with their families. They can enjoy their families. But love is the fulfilling of the law. See? That's what this Leviticus is talking about, the scripture Leviticus is talking about. And then we go into 1 Corinthians. See, we go into 1 Corinthians. We talk about the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit makes the church the temple of the living God. And that's from the Catechism from 797. We should also probably read that too, because that's a key component too. But all of these so critically important for us and our growth and how we treat each other. But this is difficult. These are difficult teachings. It is not easy to be a Christian. It certainly isn't easy to be a Catholic Christian, because we uphold this high level. Jesus Christ holds up this high level of love. And what do we say to it? We say, no, I will not do it. I will not love at that level. I will not forgive. You will not forgive. God is asking you to forgive. Yet you want forgiveness. I want forgiveness. But if we do not offer forgiveness, no forgiveness will be given us. That's very clear. It's very clear in Scripture. Very clear in the Our Father. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's one or the other. It's love or no love. It's quite fascinating. So let's, 797. The church is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What the soul is to the human body, the Holy Spirit is to the body of Christ, which is the church. To the Spirit of Christ, it is the invisible principle. It is to be ascribed the fact that the parts of the body are joined one with another and with their exalted head. For the whole Spirit of Christ is the head. The whole Spirit is in the body, and the whole Spirit is in each of its members. The Holy Spirit makes the church the temple of the living God. Isn't that beautiful? And that is from the Catechism 797. And it continues here too. It says, indeed, it is the church herself that is the gift of God, that God has been entrusted. It is in her that communion with Christ has been deposited. That is to say, the Holy Spirit, the pledge of incorruptibility, the strengthening of our faith, and the ladder of our ascent to God. For where the church is, there also is God's Spirit. Where God's Spirit is, there is the church and every grace. Isn't that beautiful? with every grace and every sacrament, right? So, really beautiful. So let's move on to the gospel. And in case you're just joining us, my name is Deacon Louis Zumluck. I'm here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And you're listening to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is a weekly radio program. It's an outreach of the Catholic Church here in southwestern Michigan. We're reading the scripture readings from Mass today, this sixth Sunday of Ordinary Time. And we're only 10 days away from Ash Wednesday to the beginning of Lent. And of course, we welcome any and all to come receive the ashes, receive the cross, and understand that we are dust and to dust we shall return. And this point of conversion for all of us, this point of conversion for all of us to turn our lives over to God, to love like Jesus Christ, to become perfect. And a big part of that becoming perfect is dying to ourselves, which none of us want to do. None of us want to do. But we are called to be great saints. Yes, great saints. Like Mary Magdalene, one of my favorite saints. There's a great book that was just written on Mary Magdalene. We're going to talk about that a little bit next week, because I want to read some more of the book. Just a beautiful way of looking at conversion, right? From becoming a great sinner to a great saint that Mary Magdalene was and is. And so let us go on to the gospel reading, which is Matthew 5, 38 through 48. And this really is this loving of the poor, the forgiving and loving of our enemies. Christ is calling us to do that, to love our enemies, to live this life in Christ, and then to be in prayer. The forgiving of our enemies through prayer, right? Then we also have this about anger, of having an anger inside of us to reach the point to we're willing to kill someone. See, we're willing to kill. We reach this point of anger that we're willing to take another life. And there's lots of different ways of taking another person's life, right? You know, I not only physically kill them, but you can spiritually, emotionally kill another person, right? Which is also very sinful, very horrible. And what we do is we hurt ourselves. More than anything, we attack ourselves when we attack other people. So the church talks about prayer, that Christ forgave us while we were still enemies. See? That's why Christ tells us, forgive your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. And reminding us over and over again, you shall not kill. And then back to prayer again. That this gives us, God gives us his Son. But also, God has the rain fall on the good and on the bad, right? Because some of the bad will convert. And I think the greatest mistake that we make at some point in time, I know I make this mistake, is I think, you know, that the person is supposed to become just like me, right? This maybe, you know, that everybody's supposed to become a deacon. Everybody's not supposed to become a deacon. Everybody's not supposed to become a priest or a church leader or run a Bible study or anything like that. Everybody's not supposed to do that. But I am called to love. And the people that God puts in my life that challenge me to love them, God has put them in my life so that I can grow. I can grow in holiness. I can grow in this perfection. I can die to self. Okay? I can say all I want to about how I'm disappointed or I wish things would have gone this way or I wish it would have gone that way. That's silliness. That's worldliness. That's my ego. That's my pride. Okay? And we can do that. We can do that as religious leaders. We can do that as pastors and as rabbis. We can do that type of thing. You know, we get caught up that the other person's not changing fast enough for us. The other person's not becoming holy enough for us. That can happen in our relationships, in our marriage, where it's unevenly yoked. You know, one goes to church and one doesn't. Well, instead of tearing the other person down because they're not going to church, pray for them. Love them. Continue to pray for them diligently every day. Praying for them, praying for them, praying for them. And then we come to this Our Father. You know, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. You know, there's a great, so much wonder inside that beautiful prayer. And to say that prayer every single day, you know, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. God is calling us to be perfect. That is a very difficult thing. And everyone here should say, including myself, that's impossible. And it is impossible. Without God's help, it is impossible. Which is why we have to call upon God in prayer. Which is why we have to love these people in our lives who we don't necessarily get along with very well. But to forgive. That we are all called to this holiness. The church tells us over and over again in all these. And to love one another as I have loved you. Be perfect. Be perfect. Just as your heavenly Father is perfect. That is what we're called to do, my brothers and sisters. So as we head towards Lent, as we head towards the season of Lent, the season of repentance, the season of prayer, let us call to mind the people in our lives, the people who we are closest with, the people who we love the most. And I'm not saying that, you know, you need to be, you know, silly about it. Someone who has terribly hurt you, that you just forgive them and think that it never happened. No, I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying is that to pray for them. You may still have to have those boundaries. You may still not be able to hang around with them or have them over your house. But you can pray for them. And when then their name comes up in conversation, you kindly say, yes, it's sad that I do not have that relationship. But I continue to pray and I continue to love. See? I continue to love and I continue to offer the justice that is due that person. Just for being human, I need to offer that justice. And that's what Christ is talking about today to you and I, my brothers and sisters. And how is this accomplished? A great way that it is accomplished is through receiving the sacraments, receiving Holy Communion. So if you've been away from the church for a while, please come home. Come back. Receive the sacraments. Receive those graces that the sacraments give to us. Especially the sacrament of reconciliation, of which many people will come this time of the year, but not as, you know, more and more should always come. You know, we have so much turmoil in our world. The world needs so much love. So I offer you, my brothers and sisters, as we go through this next week and we put on our calendars, Ash Wednesday coming up here in a week and a half, to please be in prayer. Please think about, do I offer justice and do I offer love to everyone, including my enemies, my perceived enemies, you know, maybe to be someday my friend in heaven. But it is more about your holiness. You being perfected in holiness than them changing. It's about you changing. That's what prayer does. It changes us and transforms us. So may Almighty God bless all of you this day and through this next week. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you. Love you all.